You know, this is a funny thing. I don't guess Brother John, as anybody dreads this any more than I do. And I don't guess as anybody gets any more out of it than I do when he blesses me. It's the strangest thing. It's been wonderful. It's good to see you come in. I'd rather have 5 minutes in the Spirit with the Lord on the scene than all the whole world's got to offer.
Right. Amen.
Hope you can pray just a few minutes on my behalf, that he just give me just a few words to speak and be pleasing to him. I was hoping Brother Greg would continue on. I sure was enjoying it. It's been wonderful already. I felt the Spirit, and I could go home satisfied right now. But I'll take all he's got in the storehouse for me. I'll take it. But I'm ready to eat whenever I can get it. And every time that I've ever got up here, my desire, Brother Kenny, is go to the top of the mountain. Every time, that's been my desire. Hope you can pray, and I'll try to sing a song. Once my clothes were ragged, the world looked down on me. I had no hope for tomorrow, nor for eternity. Then grace came with mercy and heard this orphan's plea. Now I've been adopted, from bondage I've been set free. Now I'm no longer an orphan, someone has rescued me. My garments no longer are tattered, my family is royalty. I came so empty-handed, no place to call my home, no one to really love me. But now look what I own. I'm feeding on the manna that comes from God on high. And there is no surety, there is a fast supply. Now I'm no longer an orphan, someone has rescued me. My garments no longer are tattered, my family is royalty. But this is a sweet name this morning. I'm thankful this morning, as I ever really know how to be, that he saved my ever dying soul.
Lord, help him, God.
I was enjoying it when Brother Greg was talking about the one that tried to silence. And he cried all the louder. And I thought about my case, Brother Terry. And they tried to silence me. And I had to cry all the louder to get where I wanted. It was a fight. It was a hard chore, Brother Greg. It wasn't easy. I had to put a lot of forth through it. It was a suffering way. And it was a rugged way. But Dad told me a long time ago one time that anything come that real easy wasn't worth very much. And you wouldn't take care of it, and you'd throw it away. It's a suffering way.
Yes, it is.
I'm here to tell you. But there was joy at the end. It was worth it. That's his sweet name today. I'd do it again if I had to, but I don't have to. By his sweet blessing, and he sealed my name in the Holy Spirit of a promise and wrote down by the blood of his Lamb. That's how it got there. And ain't nothing or nobody can take her away from me. It's better than our guard team, brother. And the world, I ain't got nothing to offer like that, Brother John. Can't even come close. Can't even come close. How sweet it is. So you ain't going to get it easy. Don't think about that. You have to ask for it. You have to become a beggar.
It ain't easy because of this
year. It ain't easy because of this, too. It's hard. This old man was the last thing to go, Brother Tom.
Yeah, you drop that pride, brother.
The last thing to go.
This man's hard to do.
And as one of the brothers said, whatever he does, I want to tell you this. This is what caused me the most trouble. The least things are what I thought to be the least thing that maybe didn't amount to that much. I let it pass by me. Was the hardest thing. It's caused me the most trouble, Brother John. Do you believe that?
I believe
the least things he told me to do or wanted me to do, I let it pass. And say, I'll do it later. I'll do it this. And I found out along the way then. He learned me by my obedience while I suffered. I learned obedience by what I suffered. When I got to the place, I'll tell you when it got better for me. When I began to mind the Lord, that's when it got better.
Amen.
When he said move, I move. When he told me the least thing, I done it, Brother Terry.
Yeah.
And he rewarded me. There was a blessing in it. And the more I got, what happened? The more I wanted.
Well, you wanted, amen.
The more I got, the more I wanted, brother. That's the way it works. So no matter what you think about it or how small you think it is, do what he said. He would tell me to shake hands or come up on the stand with the brother and hug the neck. And I fit it to the bottom, I wouldn't do it. I did. But after a while, I become obedient. We'd go to them associations. You know what I'm talking about. Oh, yes, and he wanted me one day to give my hand. Brother Uri Barker was in the stand out there having the awfulest meeting you ever seen. And I already come from the association house. And we had the awfulest meeting there that you ever seen. Brother Doug Ward, I found out that day he could preach. Oh, that whole house. I never seen the spirit so heavy. They couldn't nothing happen to her that day if they wanted to. Because every brother that started to speak, he started to preaching right off. He'd preach right there all over the house. And when I left there and went on out to the barn where they sat. And Brother Erie Barker was in the stand. Oh, he was blessed beyond measure. And the Lord said, I want you to go up there. Brother, and I didn't have no trouble getting up there that time and getting my arms around his neck. And I said, pray for me. I need it bad. Boy, my heart was bubbling over. And when we left, that's the first time that I ever went. And that's where I learned obedience, right there. And I'll never forget that day. What a day it was. The Lord will take care of you, folks. I don't care what kind of a problem you got. Take it to the Lord. I don't care what everybody else says about it. You pay attention to the Spirit and the Lord.
It'll lead you right.
They're the only ones can. He's the only one can help it anyway.
That's right, brother.
He's the only one can help it anyway. And he can fix it, and you'll be fixed. You'll stay fixed. Ain't no more problems. Everything he ever done for me, it stood. He never had to come back another time and do it over. Every problem I ever took to him, when he fixed it, he fixed it.
Yeah. It ain't temporary.
It ain't temporary. It never bothered me no more when he fixed it. When he fixed my soul, he fixed it. It's been at rest in here. This inward man has been at rest since that sweet morning when he come my way and made me a new creature in Christ Jesus the Lord. All things were passed away right then, Brother John. And all things become new. and this old boy.
Yes, sir.
He's been the ruler of this house ever since.
Amen.
He filled the whole house,
yes,
too.
Sir.
Ain't no room for nothing else
Amen.
Tonight, brother.
Nope. Can't get back in.
He filled the whole house.
Yes, he does.
He filled the whole house. His spirit, when he sent it down and said, it filled the whole house wherein they were sitting. What about that?
Amen.
Ain't nothing like the Spirit of the Lord. If you ain't got, if you don't get the Spirit, there ain't nothing in it. Is that all right?
All right.
If there ain't no Spirit in it, you ain't got much. It ain't worth much. Words is cheap, ain't it?
Yes.
Words is cheap.
Amen.
They sure are. I could talk to you till I run out of breath, Brother John. And it wouldn't save a hair or do a thing. It wouldn't move nothing. My mom and daddy stayed on me about the church, to go to church. And it never amounted to nothing. But one night in my bedroom, Lord, he spoke to me, Brother Ginger, the first time.
Yeah.
I paid attention that time.
Yeah, buddy.
I knew it was God the Lord. I knew it was him. And nobody had ever talked like that before.
Amen.
It was a new voice, brother, that I heard that night. Said, son, you're, he just said a few words. Son, you ought to be a better man. It jarred my foundation completely.
Amen.
Mommy and daddy couldn't do that. But it jarred me completely. It turned my house upside down. Trouble set in that day. Trouble set right in, right then, brother. Started to trying to get other things on my other mind then. I come immediately began to try to do something about it, Brother Fred. I sure did. It takes the Lord to start the work, and it takes him to finish it.
Amen.
He's the author and the finisher,
yes,
of my faith.
Amen.
He started in my bedroom that night.
Amen.
When I was in the bed, I started to say asleep, but I wasn't.
Yeah.
He woke me up from a sound sleep. About 1:30 in the morning, you ought to be a better man. He started the work right there. And I want to tell you this. Why had to go along? And why it took so long? But he started the work. And he finished it. There's a scripture on my mind. He that beginneth a good work in you is able to perform it unto the end, even unto the day of Jesus Christ. And so if he started a birth in you, I'll guarantee you he's able to finish it.
There you go,
brother. Is that all right?
It's all right.
Ain't nothing in the world I could keep it from happening. Because
yes,
he's a superpower.
Yeah, brother.
Yes, sir. I don't care how many stumbling blocks you got there.
Yeah.
If they're higher than as high as the mountain,
yeah,
he can undo them. I'm the proof. Here it is. I'm the miracle. Here it is. And he's still in the business today. He's still making miracles. I told a man yesterday, hour ago, he's talking about miracles and this. He said, he does still do miracles. I said, he does right here. One. Right here. He done a miracle. He did. He done a miracle. That's the way I feel about him. He brought a dead man to life. And one that nobody wanted nothing to do with. Why do you think I love him so much? Because he done so much for me, Brother John. Like in the Bible says. Which one did he forgive? The one that done the most. Or cost the most. I suppose, he said. I owed you most, yeah. I owe him, Brother Gray. I'm deep in debt. But I can't pay it.
Nope. Got nothing to pay with.
Amen, brother.
When I gave him this, that was all I had, brother,
yeah,
to offer. With his sweet help, I had to have that through for that. I got him up there that morning. Lord, I've done all I know how to do. I'd run out, Brother Gary. Save or I perish. I can't tell you how I felt that morning, so you could probably understand.
Well, you know, we had the same experience.
But I was clear at the bottom, brother. My heart was on the ground, brother. I'm telling you it was. And in an instant, Sister Ethel, he made me brand new. And it's still new today and gets sweeter all the time. I get a blessing sometimes when he carries me out of this world and I think, well, it can't get no better. But the next time it's sweeter and still better further on. Every day, every time, it's sweeter and sweeter. And I say, Lord, I can't understand why you can bless us such as I am. Oh, but this morning I want to tell you, I'm a child of the King. I belong to the man that owned the cattle on a thousand hills. He owned it all. Oh, this morning I'm going to shut up right now. I'll get out of the way. Oh, but this morning, if that spirit, yes, is a bidding you to come, if it's a talking to you, you obey it, and I'll guarantee you'll be made brand new one day. You'll be made brand new. He made me brand new, and he can make the rest of them brand new.
Absolutely, John.
I want to tell you that. So you hold on to that spirit, no matter what or what anybody tells, because that's the only time you can go anyway. That's the only time you can work. It's while the Spirit's bidding you to come. That's the only time you can work. I'm going to give away now. It's been good. I'm happy on my journey.